I'm talking to Paddy Burt, who has a weekly hotel review column in a national newspaper, and who has just compiled a collection of those reviews for a forthcoming book. Paddy, when you go to a hotel to review it, what's your attitude?
I always have high hopes. Bet this one's going to be good feeling. But you never can tell. Hotels that look so idyllic in one of the guides can be a terrible letdown, which is why readers who say they enjoy the column invariably add, particularly the bad ones. For example, I recently got this letter from a reader who says, "It used to be every other week that you gave some poor hotelier a bashing. Now it's a rare treat to read about one you've been severely critical of, and that's a pity, since I love it when you lay into a pretentious but bad one. Of course it's helpful when you recommend a good hotel, but for entertainment's sake, do try to find some awful ones too."